The Gabcast, a podcast about Belgab.com. Visit UFOShip.com for live streaming and chat.
Now, you people listening tonight, if tonight you don't feel like you have any reason to call into the show, then I don't know what to do with you people. I will officially just throw my hands up in the air and say, I don't know what's wrong with this audience. They don't call. It's the least interactive audience in all of broadcasting, possibly. The Gabcast. Hi, everybody. I'm MV. The Mud King, Curtis, he's here.
What's going on?
Jasmund is here, a.k.a. Andy.
Howdy, y'all.
It's a pleasure to have all of you here. I got off work today. I immediately did what you do when your wife is out of town. You
masturbated?
Do we have to talk about that?
You start searching through phone records to make sure she's no. I went and got some Chinese food, went home, immediately shoved it into my fat face and fell asleep. And then I wake up in my big, puffy, reclined lazy boy to see a slew of messages on my phone, all telling me that I'd better check the Art Bell thread.
And those were all from me.
Yeah, one was from me.
And I immediately know this can't
Hello?
Be... Hi, Redacted. We got you.
All right. Cool, good.
We're on the air, too. So, you know, if you could just refrain from talking about the things you always want to talk to us about as men.
Really? Oh, my God. Hello, air. How's the air tonight? So what have I missed so far?
Well, we just just started. I mean...
Okay.
We were hearing about what Michael does when his wife is not with him.
Oh, that's got to be fascinating.
You know, let's just say it involves lots of petroleum-based products.
Really, how did I know?
I just want to leave it there. You know, why
up
do
until
we
now, it wasn't nearly as insightful as I hoped it would be.
Why do you we have to get so specific?
You don't use mayo.
You know, all these mayo references, I think it's a little, I think it lacks feeling. I don't know. Hey, we have a caller. Let's go ahead and take this call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, MV. Nowhere in Time calling in. How are you tonight?
I'm still half asleep. I mean, literally 30 minutes ago, well, 35, 37 minutes ago is when I removed my ever-expanding ass from the lazy boy, from a dead sleep.
Well, thank you for putting together the special broadcast, and I do appreciate it. Obviously, it's quite a bit of news.
It did require lots of buttons to be pushed, so you're welcome.
Yes, it did.
So what's Thank going you. On, man? Are you as just, totally nonplussed and frustrated.
I am beyond frustrated. I put a post on one of the sites I started that said, I quit Art Bell. I just do. I know he put up another post on Facebook saying, by the way, folks, still working on it. Don't give up hope. But it just never seems to stop for one reason or another. Doesn't want to seem to come back. And if that's the case, I wish you would just put up the white flag and say, folks, I'm out. I'm done. I'm going to spend the rest of my life raising my babies. I'm good. Thank you for all your support. Just stop with this never-ending, hey, I'm coming back. Maybe, maybe not. Oh, okay, I'm out.
Well,
I'm going to get another obstacle in my way. I don't know what to say. I'm frustrated beyond. And maybe I'm taking this too personally, too seriously. It is just a radio show, but it was a part of my life like it's a part of everybody else's life here. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand what his rationale is or it all.
I'm so unprepared here. I mean, we just spur of the moment came in to do this show that I'm actually scrolling on my phone to find the Facebook message. Let me just read this really fast. I mean, we have to read it if we're talking about it. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no. Do you want to start from the first post that he read?
Yeah. Nowhere in Time, were you going to say something else?
No, I'm done. That's all I wanted to get to. But thanks again for putting this broadcast up, and I appreciate it.
Now be gone, filthy liberal!
Well, you know, he really summarized a lot of things well.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
He did.
Okay, so this was, I'm thinking this, I don't know what time Art posted this. I don't guess it matters. Here's what he says. I have some very sad news to report. Barring some sort of miracle, there will be no Dark Matter radio show. Here's why. I will be unable to use any bumper music. I will be unable to use any theme music. The cost of using even the small amount that I use in my show stops us cold. Both Keith and I have talked this to death, and there's no way around it. Yes, I could do the show with no music, but I will not because it was part of the very soul of my show, and as any of my former listeners know, I feel like crying, to be honest with you. Keith and me, along with others, have poured time and money into this effort. I was about to spend $20,000 on just the studio here in Pahrump. We had also cleared the free streaming just as I had promised. The bottom line is that the music industry has, in my opinion, shot themselves in the foot by making it impossible for anybody in my position to stream or provide any copyrighted music on the web. That is why nobody, even Rush, will do it. I'm so sorry. If anything changes, I will be right back on it. And he says, just sad. Yeah, it is just sad. And Jasmunda, do you have the second follow-up post handy?
Yes, one
okay,
moment.
Okay, please plow forward with that if you would. You know, Jazz, you really should be prepared to do this show if you're going to sit.
I had to scroll.
You know, I can't do this show anymore.
I can't work like this.
This is too much pressure.
Yeah. Do we not have music to fill moments like this?
I was an extra on Seinfeld. I can't be working like this. Go ahead.
Okay. So do we need sexy music for this? No,
I don't. Just hit it. Hit it, buddy.
It warms my heart for some of you to be saying you do not care, but for me, it was a major part of the energy for me, and I think the listener as well, and I think he's talking about the music.
Yeah.
I picked bumper music like others might have picked a fine wine for a special dinner. It was part, and I think a major part of the magic. And I agree, but do we need it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Horror reporter in the chat room says new art post just now. He says, assuming this is authentic, which horror reporter has lied to me no less than 37 times about things. So this could be
so
entirely inaccurate. Yeah. I could live with no music in the podcast for download, but I at least want it for the stream. Even that seems to be a nightmare as we look into it. Does anybody know a talk host doing a stream who's using bumpers legally? Radio stations are covered by a blanket agreement, I know, because I paid for it for K9 when I owned it. It is not even clear who you must pay to use music in a stream. The record keeping is... And then the post cuts off, damn it.
The record keeping is also a nightmare. Those who say just put it on a station and you're covered are wrong. Anyway, we continue to try and figure it out.
What does he mean by that? Because I saw the general suggest that if art originates the show out of K9, which has ASCAP and BMI licenses, supposedly, like any radio station.
That would be covered by the blanket statement he mentioned?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
So why is that not a possibility here?
And one thing, I want to put a disclaimer on this entire episode. We're going to jump through many different versions of opinions. So anyone who tries to hold us to any one point of view,
for example,
is wasting their time.
Curtis hates the Jews. I keep telling him, listen, Curtis, they're fine. You know, they're good people. He just won't have it. So there's just a variety of thought processes here.
But by the end of the episode, I might change my mind.
But everybody gets to have their say.
Yeah, I just want to be clear before the trolling starts, if it does on the multiple threads with this, I think we're going to jump around so many different ways. As we talk about this, the whole point from my point of view is to have the conversation, good and bad. So as we start talking about the ways we think he could get around it, or just trying to understand why the decision to post what he posted and everything following it, we're going to jump so many different directions that feel free to change your opinion.
C-Web, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying there is one other post that was before that last one you wrote. He said that just for the record, I am not quitting. I am just not starting until we can resolve this in some way. I do not want or need anybody's money. If we can find a way around this, we will proceed. I was just trying to keep everyone up to date with the fact that we seem to have hit a brick wall. We are working on it.
Well, Art,
if you're listening to this out there somewhere by some chance, get a PR person to work for you because... You suck at this. I mean, you suck at handling PR. I mean, you should not be typing into a Facebook box. You shouldn't be doing it. I mean, that first post said there's not going to be a dark matter. End of story. So sad. See ya. Have a great night. And I just, it's just like, okay, you know, You're toying with us is what that kind of feels like. I mean,
playing with our emotions.
I just can't
take the other part of it. I mean, you could look at it as he's trying to let you in on everything from a very raw point of view.
That's true. Maybe this is what we want. We just don't know it.
Right. I was reading some of the stuff you had posted in the thread, and I think you nailed it on several different items. As people were getting really negative about it.
Redacted?
Redacted, yeah.
Oh, good job, Redacted.
Yeah, well, you know, I have some things to say.
What did she say?
No, I think that people are kind of getting their panties all up in a ruffle for nothing. I think he's keeping us in the loop of what's going on as he's creating this thing. And yes, there's bumps in the road here and there. This is one of them. People are freaking out because why? He put that initial post, had that capital N-O.
Yeah, but that's understandable that people jump to that conclusion based on that post.
Right.
Well, if you tell me that this square is blue and then that square is red, I'm going to listen to what you say when you tell me that square is blue and that square is red. Mm-hmm. That's what you said. So it's not crazy far out to think people would be a little depressed and upset. Was that what you were referring to with regard to what Redacted said, Curtis?
Sorry, say that last part again. I was reading the chat room.
You said that Redacted was right in what she said.
One thing she had posted in response to, I think it was Azeria, if you say his name like that, which is what I mentioned before. He's keeping us in the loop of production. These are the kind of things that happen behind the scenes. And that's what I didn't even think about it from that point of view until I read that she read that from her. And it's right. I mean, that's a very valid point of view to look at this point. That's why I wanted to give my disclaimer in the beginning, because while I think she's right with that, I'm also just as frustrated as our first caller was. You know, it's so hard to decide where to stand. And I go back to what I've said many times. It's like art doesn't want to tell us that Santa's not real. Just do it. That's the negative side of it, where I'm like, you know, if there's something behind the scenes you don't want to tell us, then just tell us, hey, I'm not going to tell you, but it's not happening. Or what Redacted said is correct, that he's maybe sharing with us too much, which is exactly what we wanted, and we're going to complain about it now that we get it.
We really are just a bunch of whiny little bitches, aren't we? Is that what this comes down to? We have a caller. Let's go ahead and take this call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, the pendulum seems to be swinging back and forth. It's like everyone's either like euphoric or just completely dashed, just ruined. I would like to remind people that, I don't know. Well, it'll happen. You know, art's got to figure out these details, but I mean, everyone has been like reacting these different extremes. Every time art posts something on his Facebook page, people either alternately shit their pants or praise the Lord, depending on the wording.
But you saw what he posted. It's not that far out there to think that people are going to react the way they are.
No. He is 70 years old, so, I mean, I think he's 70 years old, and also, like, I think there's this idea that the magic that happened in the 90s is going to somehow be, he's going to be able to bring that back. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be different. It's not going to be
show. I think everyone knows it's going to be different.
I think a lot of people are like, they really want, they think that what happened in the 90s can just get, he can just fire it up again. And he, you know, he's a different person. It's a different time. A lot of these topics are fucking worn thin. So
that's why I suggested in the Art Bell thread that art needs to find people who refute some of the things that his guests in the 90s used to say. Because then you're still in the genre, you're still talking about the things that people expect you to talk about, but it's just a new approach to the discussion. I think that'd be a great way to go about it. A lot of these people that we know about today, from Hoagland to dames to, I mean, there's
Sean,
a lot.
David Morton.
Yeah, a lot of these people we would never have even known existed had they not been on Art's radio show. Yeah. So he can find a new crop of these people that we all know about.
Yeah.
Well, I think.
Well, I mean, an alien and the freezer guy, like, how can he have alien in the freezer guy and expect people to pretend like that shit was real?
Steven Otero in the chat room says, all right, who in the hell is advising Art? Is it Keith advising him in all of this? Art's latest Facebook post suggests he isn't getting good advice from anyone in the know. And Jasmunda, you said the same thing pretty much before the show in a Skype IM to me, that you think Art needs to just get rid of Keith and find someone who knows which way is up.
Yeah, someone actually mentioned it in the Art Bell thread that he needs to get a proper radio producer, someone who's got knowledge in the industry, and take their advice. Because
Thought he got one.
Who?
I don't know.
Yeah, didn't he talk about having a producer now?
I thought he got a producer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who it is. I don't know who this guy is. I think don't know what he does.
I'm joking.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
That would be awesome.
It doesn't feel like he has a producer. These posts would not be happening if he had a producer that knew anything about PR. This would not be going on.
Yeah. You know, I guess a thing to think about is, are we mad at Art for sharing that with us?
No, I'm not. Well, I'm disappointed because he should know that people that, you know, the knees are going to jerk when he makes these statements. He's got to know there's going to be a reaction.
Yeah. The thing is that, like, you talk about, like, Art, like, using a PR person or using a lawyer or something to do this research. This is a guy who insisted on doing everything. So he doesn't think he needs help. He can do it all himself.
And he's proven successful having done it in the past. Well, that's part of the problem.
I mean, you know, he can run a show, but, like, it's a little bit bigger now. It's like Twitter and Facebook, those things are animals in and of themselves. And I don't think he really has a grasp for how that stuff works, especially Twitter. He barely uses it. And the way he's shaping his... the way he's being perceived, it's just kind of like off the cuff. He's not putting a lot of thought into stuff. And case in point, that what he's posted today has created all sorts of butthurt. But and Redacted's right. Like, if he had a PR person, they would have said, okay, we're not going to say that. We're going to say this. And it's going to come off a lot better. And instead he started a little bit of a wildfire.
Well, it seems that every subsequent post today has just been a reaction to the reaction that everyone else has made. He went and said, I've quit. The sky is falling. That's it. I'm done. I'm out. And then it's, if you look into this license or that license, you can do this, that. And then each subsequent post is, we're looking into it with this.
Well,
and that.
This is why he needs a PR guy.
Exactly.
We should not be hearing about the. Well,
yeah, Curtis is right. It's expensive.
I don't know.
He's got to decide whether he's all in or not all in. That's, I guess, what's.
We shouldn't be hearing about anything until a decision is made, I guess, is my point.
Exactly. He should get an intern and a PR intern from Bronx Community College to help. If anything, would be an improvement.
Is that also the penitentiary?
Probably.
Okay.
Horror Reporter says there's an artbell.com tweet from 2 days ago that says, we welcome Dr. J. Andrew Ilias to the team of the Art Bell Dark Matter Program. Contact Dr. J for guest suggestions and contact info. So
if that's really a doctor, man, that's where the whole budget went to.
Yeah, but okay, here's something. Everybody that works with Art suddenly becomes a doctor. Has anybody noticed that?
That's the University of Phoenix effect.
Mm-hmm. Can you get a PhD from a community college? I wonder.
Yeah.
This doctor's not a Belgab doctor, is he?
I think he's staying at a Holiday Inn Express.
There's Belgab doctors?
There's Belgab lawyers.
There's Belgab anything you want.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the thing. Art needs some smart PR person to hang out with him in his office. And when he says, I'm going to post this on Facebook, that smart person can go, no.
That's Michael. I nominate everything that Art wants to post goes through Michael first. Mm-hmm. And really quick, Zeebo asks a question from us or for us saying, do we think this could be misinformation?
No.
What if he instead posted stuff on Belgab first? And just to get a sense for how bad people are going to freak out.
Use us as his focus group?
Sounding board.
We're pretty biased, though.
Well, we are batshit. There's no doubt about that. I mean, everyone can see that. But that's what happens when you're a fan. Thanks for calling, B-Dub. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
I'm on the air. A little delay here. This is White Crow.
Oh, is it?
This is White Crow.
White Crow.
You have such a deliberate approach to speaking. This is White Crow.
Tell us where we're at.
I'm a money guy at work. Does anybody know what the royalty rights cost? You got a handle on it. Every time I'm on Belgab, it's always all the talk, but nobody ever talks about what these things actually cost.
It's really hard to get a price for it. I went and looked at ASCAP and BMI, and you have to contact a sales rep. They won't share pricing online.
And I wonder if you're contractually bound not to publicly mention what it costs you.
Oh, I'm confident that's probably the case.
Oh, that sucks. This is a very 1950s way of all of this working. I mean, this should not be... this content is not that valuable. I'm sorry. I think the laws need to be changed.
Well, podcasting is up and coming. A lot of people are doing it. It's everywhere now. There's going to have to be a law put into place somewhere, sometime.
Well, the National Association of Broadcasters is more than happy to see things remain the way they are because they totally are incented to keep radio dominant, which is... incrementally something they're failing at with every passing day, but they're still holding on tight. And so they want it to be really difficult for independent broadcasters to play music and do the things that real radio stations do just so that they can keep that exclusivity on that approach to delivering content to people, namely playing music and things that people really want to hear. And I'm sure... that but for the influence that people like the National Association of Broadcasters has in Congress and the RIAA and all that, I'm sure that without that influence that those people have, this would be a lot simpler and a lot less expensive than it is. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Bayman. What's up?
What's going on?
Okay, so going through ASCAP or BMI, that's not really the way to go because they only handle apparently one side of it. There's streaming costs and then there's podcast costs. So if you have like a BMI license, that apparently only covers one half of it. And I can't remember which half it is.
It would be the streaming, you can do it. You can live stream it and you can also have that stream play back, but you cannot put it on the podcast through those licenses. Because they can't track how many times it's played.
Right. Yeah. So there was actually just a something that I found on one of these intellectual property attorney websites just the other day because I knew that this was going to be this looming problem because Art has such a huge library of all these classic songs. So to be 100% in the clear legally, what you have to do is get the rights from the publisher and also from the songwriter, which is a huge bitch. Now, there is only one agency that represents the majority of the publishers and songwriters. They're called the Harry Fox Agency. Now, they do actually deal with podcasters, and they charge 9.1 cents per song per download. So,
oh, my God.
Right, so that really adds up. Now, Keith said that they would be playing 12 songs per show times 22 shows per month. That comes out about $24 per person a month, which obviously nobody is going to be willing to pay. So you can offer that with songs, but only songs. I mean, you know, the more your downloads go up, the more that you, more you have to pay these fuckers. So I think really the only option that he has is, yeah, he could play some of his classes per show, but he's got to offer by playing stuff or stuff that...
Are you calling on a cordless phone?
It's not great reception.
Yeah, we're losing about 25% of everything you say.
You know what? I'll call you back from a landline. Hang on.
Yeah, that would be great.
Go to your field first.
Yeah, you need to be on a rotary phone from an open field, sir.
It sounds like it's cost prohibitive.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, I don't want to see emerging artists come on to his show. I'd rather have no bumper music at all.
Unscreened C in the chat room. Oh gee, I wonder what the C stands for. That's a little X-rated. I get a little worried about Art's choice of producer when he took legal advice from someone on his thread back when. Did he really take legal advice though from someone on Belgab, or is that just something that's like legend?
That's not a rumor.
I believe it was.
I think his name was Sambo, right?
Sermo.
S-U-R-M-O. Yeah.
Yeah, but so he really did actively take legal advice from that guy, though?
Yeah, yes. That's why he disappeared for a while, because he couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, okay. Didn't he have a Babylon 5 avatar?
Yes. What was his name? I can't remember.
Isn't that a reason to discredit and disbar him anyway?
If I have an attorney that I'm paying a retainer to, I don't want to know that he has a Babylon 5 avatar anywhere. I don't even want to know he's aware that Babylon 5 exists. Bateman, is that you?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, go ahead. That's much better.
Good. Okay. So he's got to offset it. He can't use 12 copyrighted songs per show. It's not economically feasible. Somebody suggested, well, what if he only did 10 shows a month? Well, yeah, that would bring down the cost a lot. I don't know that he wants to do only 10 shows a month, but that would drive down the cost significantly. As I say, I think the best option is to offset it with sponsors and also just use some songs every show that he gets for free. I mean, Crystal Gayle would obviously let him use Midnight in the Desert for free. That's one right out of the way there. That brings it down to 11.
I don't get where they're going to have four songs per hour, though. You come in at the top of the hour with the intro music or with whatever song you've chosen for the second and third hour to start with. And then he said he's just going to take the break at the top, I guess. One break per hour, which I assume is at the top of the hour. So you've got that song going out. So that's two per hour.
Yeah, Keith told me 12. I don't know where he got that.
What the fuck is that? That doesn't make any sense to me right there. So that just throws this whole thing out. I don't get it.
That's why nothing against this Keith guy. Okay, I've not heard very good things about him, and I've never met him, but he needs to step back.
Yeah, and Art probably needs to hire a mathematician as well.
What is Keith doing managing the number of songs Art's going to play per hour or even having any input on that?
I assume that's what Art told him that he wanted. I assume that they have gone back and forth a hell of a lot more than I've gone back and forth with Keith. But ultimately, what somebody said earlier is spot on. I don't know that this should have been aired publicly at all. If this was something that Art wanted to freak out about behind the scenes, then by all means. But, you know, wait a little while before...
Right. You know, why should we be hearing about this? This is like just the random meanderings of one's mind being typed out and sent out to everybody.
I would assume that Keith probably told him, there's no way, you can't do it without it being costing X amount. That's it. There's no way around it. So that was Art writing saying show's over. When he wrote that was show was over. He hadn't heard from the chorus of people saying, you know, there are ways around it, possibly, maybe. I think he thought at the time, that's it.
I think he's used to saying that and then not having the backlash on his Facebook page that he gets now.
I would bet good money that this gets resolved in a week. The problem is, how many more times can this happen in the next 5 or 6 months?
That's exactly it. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Yeah,
it is.
How many times have we been through this since the summer of 2013?
Well, here's a question, too, that I keep thinking. So the music is intertwined in the DNA of an episode. I get that. And even what you just talked about pricing-wise, why not pick one song that's going to be that episode-defining music? And I have to think that the music choices that Art has used traditionally don't really fit as well in a more modern world anyway. There's so many other songs out there that are newer that could fit vibes too. Why not have that one song that's back from the, he's reaching into the vault for, and then go ahead and use something different, whether it's free music, listener supported music, for the rest of it?
I mean, I get what Art's saying, but he doesn't need to use all of these songs that we heard on 70s AM radio. All he needs to do is pick some music that's created by listeners or that's Creative Commons.
The problem is, it's going to suck,
No, it's not. Like, I mean, look at No Agenda, Curtis.
I agree.
There's not one thing played on that. There's not one thing played on that show that's not original to that show. And after you hear it enough times, you get used to it and you even come to expect it. And nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I agree. I think that he needs to... My thought is pick that one song for each show, suck it up and pay for it, and then let the rest be listener supported, but with low expectations.
I don't know, man. That just seems like a lot of headache just to play songs. I mean, yeah, the bumper music's great and everything, but if this is what it precipitates, then I could do without.
But still, no, we can do without, but I think the big sticking point is actually Art. I think he enjoys finding that music, seeing where the mood is going with that particular, the tone of the topic, and then playing a particular song. To him, it's an art form.
That's true.
Yeah, he's the master of ceremonies,
That is true.
Like, for me, I can do without it. I loved it. I loved the music. It really did set the tone. But if I don't have it, I don't have it. I'd prefer to listen to him.
Okay, yeah, why can't he, I'm sorry, but why can't he do that thing that so many others suggested, where you have the bumper music during the show, and then for the paid downloads, you just take it out?
No, he said that. He said, I could live without no music in the podcast for download, but I want it at least for the stream. And he's saying that even that seems to be a nightmare as we look into it. But people are saying you can have it. You can pay a license that's not cost prohibitive for the stream. So I don't know who's advising him.
Yeah, well, again, how many episodes can you think of that more than one song defined the episode?
A lot.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Because to me, I, and again, I'm not nearly as well versed in this.
No, but you're not.
Clearly, I'm not an expert, but I play one on TV.
You know what?
It seems he has that one gotcha moment that he has a song with, and that's kind of it.
Yeah, it's not needed, but I can tell you, I used to download from the Coast to Coast website the podcast version. You download each hour 1, 2, 3, and 4. And when you listen to those episodes without the music, it doesn't have the same, I don't know how to put it into words, but it isn't the same. Is it a deal breaker? No, but it's not the same as when you are listening to for the music.
It does fall flat on its face a little bit, doesn't it?
Kent Smile says the next update is going to be I quit. I can't afford Ross Mitchell for the liners.
Now, wouldn't that be painful? Because Bateman has him doing his stuff, right?
Does he?
Am I wrong?
No. Yeah. And no, Bateman does have him, yes. Well,
I thought so. I was like, well, so Bateman can get him successfully, but then Art couldn't. But I think it would be funny if that's what happened. Wait, and yet, another thing, I can't remember who brought it up, but this conversation about music was brought up on BellGab a while ago, multiple pages back from before the first post today about No Show came up. So BellGab was ahead of the curve on this whole conversation of how is he going to deal with music.
Yeah, and someone even sent me a DM on Twitter saying, what's the deal? And I said, oh, you silly goose. Art's got that
totally lined out. He knows, and we've got no... What are you talking about, you stupid douchebag?
He's had a year to plan for it, so of course he has it ready.
Look at me. Look at what a dumbass I look like.
I think it was Real Cool Daddy-O who asked Art the question, and Art answered it on the site, saying, yeah, of course we're going to have bumper music, and I'm going to use the old music.
Yeah.
I don't think explicitly said time, so. Yeah, at the time, I don't think he looked into the legalities of it and costs and associated with it, but today he
has.
Do
you think that prompted the conversation?
You would hope so.
I'd like to think so. I don't know, but...
Well, maybe it was
scary, though.
Didn't Keith do a test last night on YouTube?
Yeah.
Live streaming on YouTube.
Perhaps
he was reading some of the terms and conditions of putting something up, and I believe YouTube's quite strict in replaying music.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's extremely their algorithm to check for copyrighted music and the process for disputing something is ridiculously restrictive.
Well, perhaps would that have happened last night in a live stream? Would their algorithm have picked up some music playing that wasn't kosher?
Yeah, the thing is, though, at first what it'll do is just give you a warning and put an ad up for it, and then you have the choice then how you want to handle it from there. But if you don't respond to it, then they remove your video.
Well, I'm not saying they remove the video, but maybe he got that warning.
And then
it was like, oops, light bulb moment, saying, oh, maybe we should check into licensing.
Yeah.
Well, if YouTube is the big hang up here, or if it's a contributor to it, then don't stream there. I don't have to tune. I mean, I don't care. I don't care where I hear the show.
That was the catalyst.
Yeah, you're probably right there. You know, I haven't seen any posts on the forum I haven't seen anything anybody wrote since about 6 p.m. forward, and I'm sure there are multiple pages that have been submitted since on the Art Bell thread. So is there anything interesting on there that anybody's posted that I don't know about or that we could talk about?
Well, here's something from Mark Knight. To celebrate the news, George Norrie packed an extra pizza roll for his midnight snack tonight. Time to splurge a little. I think it's a good segue into handing ammunition to your competitor by having this flare up.
Cat Smile says, hey, we live in a world where Art Bell can't do a show, but a ginger can. Suck.
And is that the one that has the great image to go along with it?
No, this is in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, if anybody wants to call in and share some thoughts on the matter, the number is 623-242-CAST. It is 623-242-2278. I'm going to type that in the chat room. 623-242-2278. If you'd like to be on the Gabcast this evening.
Here's another one of the multiple follow-ups. I don't know if we read this one earlier. Just for the record, this is what Art, I guess, wrote on Facebook. Just for the record, I am not quitting. I am just not starting till we can resolve this in some way. I do not want or need anybody's money. If we can find a way around this, we will proceed. I was just trying to keep everybody up to date with the fact that we seem to hit a brick wall. We are working on it.
And with the fact that you're not going to do the show now.
Yeah.
Well, I think he made a big mistake by coming out with that statement. I mean, that just lit everybody's fire. And if the situation was in the beginning, oh, it's just something we need to work on, something we need to work out, then he should have said that and everybody would have went, oh, okay, well, here's an idea, and given him ideas. But the way he started this out,
the way he started that out, it was over. When he wrote that, that was over. There was I don't think Art thinks too much about things. He makes up his mind and that's it. But then the reaction, and it's like, oh, okay, maybe we'll look into this. But I think at the time that was written, it might have been, guys, this isn't going to happen.
Well, I still think he's stuck in the idea that he is still broadcast out over the radio, One Direction. He says what he's going to say, and then he can just disconnect from it. And unfortunately, he's connected his personal life to it in a way that he hears the backlash much closer than he used to.
Horror Reporter has another Art Bell Facebook post. We have talked to ASCAP, BMI, and a bunch. It seems to be a big tangle with no guarantee that some artist or entity will not sue, even if you pay their fees, which are silly high versus broadcast. The artists really are shooting themselves in the foot. I'm not sure the artists are really the problem here. I think the artists probably are the last on the list as far as who's injecting their opinions into these matters.
Yeah, it's the it's who owns the artist that's the problem.
Slaves. Okay, well, so really that's it. Art will or will not be here, be back in July doing a show. We don't know. And there's really not much else to say. You guys agree?
Yeah, it's a quagmire.
Okay. I just think it's a little alarmist to freak out about this so soon. I mean, I know he said, no, the show is not going to happen. Oh, wait, it's just a problem we need to work on. But I don't think getting our panties all up in a ruffle is no way to wait patiently.
I hope you're right.
Question is, would you now pay $10 a month instead of $5?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd pay $10.
Thinking about it, yeah.
I know a lot of people won't. A lot of people won't even pay $5. Why? People suck. That's why. But I would pay $10. Yeah.
What if you were going to be a sponsor on his show and now you're hesitating?
This is frustrating. I didn't want to see this on my phone when I woke up and my big lazy boy. Just that I was like, I can remember just being asleep and subconsciously hearing all these sounds coming out of my phone.
There was disturbance of the force.
Yeah, something was askew. And that's what I woke up to. It was like waking up to 9/11. On 9/11, I used to be a 911 operator, and I was one at the time on 9/11. And I worked 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. That was my shift. And so I got home at... I got off work at 7 a.m. Central Time on 9/11, which is 8 Eastern. Went straight home and went to bed. Woke up, turned on the TV to the world exploding in front of my face, and that's kind of what this is like. No gradual insertion of information or absorption of information. Just, hey, guess what? There you go. Anyway. Okay, well, I hope everybody enjoyed, with quotation marks, tonight's show, this emergency Gabcast.
It's kind of scary, though, again, that we did get a few callers, but I thought we'd get more opinions out there.
That's all right. That's cool. It achieved its purpose. That's fine. Okay, everybody.
Art will hear.
What?
It said art will hear what's happened.
Okay, everybody. Have a good night. I'm going home.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
See you. Bye.